The Triumph of Peace sits prominently in Atlanta's Piedmont Park. The statue features a woman at rest on her side, hand thoughtfully on her chin. The model who inspired this sculpture and countless other works of art around the world is Audrey Munson. Her identity was unknown and her work went uncredited for years, but author James Bone recently documented the life of the mysterious model in his book, The Curse of Beauty, the scandalous and tragic life of Audrey Munson, America's first model.
The story of Audrey Munson is in plain view. You can see her story all around you, and you don't know you can see it. And once you do see it, you can't forget it.
Bone stopped by a studio in the United Kingdom to share a little of Munson's captivating story.
Pretty much until her 40th birthday, Audrey Munson lived with her mother. And her mother was a stage mother. Audrey Munson went to live in Providence, Rhode Island. She went to Catholic school, and it was one of those schools where the nuns would teach you to sing and dance. And so she learned to sing and she learned to dance. She learned to play instruments. And her mother pushed her onto the stage. And as a young girl in her mid-teens, the mother and daughter moved to New York City where she was a chorus girl. And it was while Audrey Munson, age 17, was a chorus girl on Broadway. Actually, she appeared in one of her early productions in the first production that Al Jolson appeared in.
And when my work is done, coming home to the setting sun, from the gate he'll start to run, and then I'll kiss my boy.
And it was while she was a chorus girl, obviously a very beautiful young woman, that she was window shopping with her mother on Fifth Avenue, and they noticed a strange man following them. And the mother was a bit miffed at this and pulled her daughter into a store to try and shake the man, and the man just waited outside. So finally, the mother, Kitty, went outside and confronted this man, said, "Well, why are you following my daughter?" And the man very politely doffed his hat and said, "Well, excuse me, madam, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a photographer." Now, if somebody did that to you these days in New York, first of all, about half the population of New York, as far as I can figure out, are photographers, you would probably run a mile. But in those times, and that was in 1909, photographers were a rarity, and this man was actually quite a prominent photographer of that era. And so Audrey Munson started posing for all of the leading artists of the day, and she posed not just for sculptors, she posed for tapestries, for book illustrations, for stained glass, for magazines. Because she was an artist model, she could get away with posing nude. And so in 1915, in a film called Inspiration, she became America's first naked movie star, the first American movie star to appear fully naked on screen. And that was a real landmark. And of course, she became very popular. The trade press advised the theatre owners that on the final day of the run, they should call out the police, because they said otherwise the gentlemen who aren't admitted to the sold-out show will riot. So that gives you an idea of how popular she was. She then got involved with the rich set in New York and Newport, Rhode Island. She had slowly worked her way up from very humble boyfriends through richer and richer and richer boyfriends until she finally got involved with the richest bachelor in America at the time, who was somebody called Herman Ulrich Jr. Enormously wealthy young man, and she had a very unhappy relationship with him, because I discovered Herman Ulrich Jr.'s love letters to a ballet dancer in Paris. And it was a male ballet dancer. And Herman Ulrich Jr., it turns out, like his friend Cole Porter, who wrote the song Anything Goes, was a closet homosexual. And in fact, they both had an affair with this same male ballet dancer in the same year, 1925. And so when you hear that song, Anything Goes, there's quite a backstory to that song.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a look on to something shocking. But now, God knows, anything goes. Good offers to...
So Audrey Munson then had an extremely unlucky turn of events when, on her 40th birthday, her mother had her committed to a lunatic asylum. She had become increasingly paranoid. She had become increasingly agitated. And so the most perverse present from a mother to a daughter on her 40th birthday was to commit her to a lunatic asylum.
Who's in their hearts? But when I think of you, another shower starts.
Audrey Munson spent an incredible 65 years in that lunatic asylum. She was there until her death in 1996 at the age of 104 years old.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is fallen in mine.
We can still see Audrey Munson in our daily lives, the way she transforms the way you look around you and opens your eyes to all of these things that we just ignore in our daily lives. So next time you're in Piedmont Park and you're looking at the Peace Monument, you think of this story about Audrey Munson and you won't see it in the same way.
James Bone is the author of The Curse of Beauty, The Scandalous and Tragic Life of Audrey Munson, America's First Model.